Let's hear it for comedian, MC, and activist, Ngaio Bilam.
Make more noise. Make some noise if you like weed. Who likes weed? How about pot? Anybody like pot? Who likes pot? What about marijuana? Who likes marijuana? How about grass? Who likes grass? How about dank? Anybody like dank? How about kush? I'm going to do this just for like half an hour. There's just so many names for weed. I love marijuana. It's fantastic. Weed for me is like the umami flavor of life. Do you understand? It's like the soy sauce, right? It's the ketchup. It's the ranch dressing of doing shit. Some shit's cool. You put some weed on it, it's a little bit cooler, right? Maybe it's not cool at all. Dip it in some weed. It's all right. I don't care to wash dishes, but I don't mind getting high and washing dishes. You feel me? It's very pleasant. It takes an extra hour because I have to make a playlist first. So fresh and so clean, Right? I have different playlists depending on what kind of dishes, how many dishes. If there's lots of spoons, there's extra Soundgarden. Clean those dishes while you can. Spoon man. Thank you for getting my 25-year-old grunge music reference here in Seattle. Woo-wee! I love Seattle because they have great weed and great coffee. And weed and coffee is the poor man's eight ball, right? So I spend the whole day just drinking coffee and smoking weed, just coffee everywhere. Even the shitty restaurants here have great coffee. So I just drink coffee all day, and then I'm up all night shitting. It's great. So it's good to be here. I love weed, right? It makes me a better parent, right? I don't beat my kids. I'll talk to them 3 or 4 hours. They probably wish I would hit them. They're like, man, are you still talking? Can I just get a spanking? Shit. Well, my kids know I smoke weed. It's not a secret. They also know they get the benefits. Thanks to marijuana, dad will take you to any animated feature ever at any time ever. Right? They just come and tell me the plot. What's going on? The panda knows kung fu. Hell yeah. Shit, get your shoes. Let's go. Get in the car. Hurry up. I don't want to miss the previews. Let's go. Is it 3D? Tell me it's 3D. Dad loves 3D. Right? Be at the movie theater like, you guys go get the tickets. Don't look at me. Look for cars. Go get the tickets and get some snacks. Get some gummy bears. Make sure they're fresh. Squeeze the bag. You have to squeeze the bag. You have to teach your kids life skills. Right? That's one of the things you have to learn as an adult is how to get fresh gummy bears. Don't. Am I the crazy one? Right? Here, I have a question, though. Who's in charge of naming weed? Who's in charge? Who the fuck wants to smoke green crack? That's like some Martian crack and shit. Right? They name weed after people. There was some Charlie Sheen Kush. Charlie Sheen's not a weed head. He's a crackhead. Why are we? Who wants to smoke weed that makes you act like a crackhead? I'm good on that, Charlie Sheen. Do you have some Willie Nelson in the back, perhaps? Right? No. Let me get an eighth of the Willie of the Miles Davis, right? And I'll take a quarter ounce of some Snoop because I got a party tonight. And we don't love them hoes. Thank you for yelling out ridiculous shit, sir. I appreciate that. See, and that's why I like weed, because if he was stoned, he'd have been quiet. Now look. Oh, that's not true. Well, yeah, okay, right. Stoned on indica. You're like, I get high and talk all the time. It's my fucking job. Fuck yeah. People get high, right? People get high at work. I was talking to this dude one time. He was like, man, I get high before the job interview. I was like, that's crazy. And he goes, man, if I can't handle the interview, I can't handle the job. Fair enough. If he did well on the interview, I would hire him, right? Because he won't be different after lunch. Some guys come back after lunch different. It takes them a minute. You have to talk slower, right? At least he practices, right? Because I'm opening a new business anyway. I got a few business adventures going right now. First of all, I'm opening a cannabis concentrates extraction company, primarily staffed by people of color. It's called Black Lives Shatter. I wrote that joke yesterday. That's a pretty good joke. I'm keeping it. It's a very targeted. You can't tell it at the plumber's convention, perhaps, but at the Hemp Fest, I must have read the flyer wrong. I dressed up. I thought they said Pimp Fest. That's funny to me. I'm also going to open a Bed and Breakfast Hotel in California, the Wake and Bake Inn. Would you come visit me at the Wake and Bake? Would you go say hell yeah, right? Good morning. Good afternoon, really. We don't get up that early at the Wake and Bake, right? Check-in's at 3. Take your time. Nothing really starts happening until around 4 or 4:15. We're fancy, though. We're fancy. There's a chocolate on your pillow, right? It's fucking full of weed. Maybe you should only eat half of that shit. Be careful. Right? When you'll sleep good, wake up feeling refreshed and shit. Man, I feel great. Hey, you're just in time for brunch. Good afternoon. Right, I love weed. Legalized weed is going well. States are making money and shit. Crime is down. Everybody's saving money on criminal prosecutions. It's going very, very well. And listen, this may be a radical approach, but I feel we can legalize more drugs. I really do. I feel like drug abuse is not a criminal issue, right? It's a social abuse problem, right? It's a social problem. Listen, if we legalize heroin tomorrow, who's going to go out and buy some heroin? Me. I'm pretty much the only one, right? And I don't even do heroin. I'm just a good host. I also have a liquor cabinet. I don't really drink, but I don't give a shit. People do drugs. This is America. They can't stop us. I don't care. Do a bunch of drugs. I don't give a shit. Just let me know. So I don't think you just all of a sudden went crazy. I just know you're high as a kite. I don't care. Do a bunch of ecstasy. I'll buy you orange juice, right? I'll let you rub my vintage polyester jacket and shit. I'll give you the car wash treatment. Lean back. Lean back. We'll have a good time. I just like weed. I love weed. I'm kind of fancy in my pants with weed, right? Tasting notes and shit. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like wine used to be the only thing. This is how everybody's getting fancy, right? Wine used to be the only thing with tasting notes. You know what I'm talking about? The tasting notes. You get your glass of wine, you can be all fancy in your pants. Like, oh, this delightful Pinot Noir has notes of cherry and oak and a hint of leather and a soupçon of feces, I believe. It's just a small undertone, an undertone. Right? We get like that weed. All my friends are like that shit, especially around harvest time. People go crazy, come in out the mounds and shit with big bags of shit. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Like, that's a Kennewick train wreck from the east side of the hill. Picked 2 days before a thunderstorm by a man with one leg. I'm sure of it. I can tell. I bet you an ounce. Right? Everybody's fancy like that. Coffee's like that now. When did coffee get fancy? Coffee just used to be coffee. I like a coffee. Here's your coffee. No. Oh, this Sumatran blend has notes of monitor lizard in monsoon season. I don't, they just make shit up. Oh, this single farm Ethiopian offering tastes of drought and colonial imperialization and fucked up globalization policy. So you get your privileged ass out of bed in the morning and have some chick in a bikini lean through a fucking window for $4. God bless America. I do love us. It's hard sometimes, though. It's just hard to be healthy out here. This is America. We lead the league. We are pioneers. We are constantly on the cutting edge of finding new and even more delicious ways to eat like shit. That's what we do here in America. That's our thing, man. You like Doritos and you like tacos? How about a Dorito taco, motherfucker? How about that? You feel like that pizza's too healthy, don't you? Yeah. We're going to put hot dogs in your goddamn crust. Freedom. Right? Take your hot dog pizza crust and dip that shit in some ranch dressing. Yeah. That tastes like Jesus holding a gun. That's what it tastes like. We had studies. We did focus groups. We spent millions of dollars to get the Jesus holding a gun flavor into your hot dogs and ranch dressing pizza crust. That's how I woke up one morning. I walked into my kitchen. My roommate was buttering a Pop-Tart. What? And then she gave me a piece and I ate it. And then I was all, I wish you had never showed me that. That shit was so good. I'm 47. I can't start buttering Pop-Tarts, right? This is too late for me to introduce buttered Pop-Tarts into my middle-aged breakfast routine. You can't swim enough laps in a day to eat buttered Pop-Tarts for breakfast at 48 years old. I'm trying to mix in a salad and eat the rainbow and shit. I haven't gone full vegan or nothing. Are there vegans here? Great, we're going to talk about you with love. Here's the thing, very healthy, but they always want to make some fake shit to replace the real shit they gave up, right? Which is cool, I guess. But then why do they expect everybody else to want to eat that shit too, though? Show up at the potluck, like, hey, man, I made some cheese out of cashews. Would you like to eat my nut cheese? Hell no. Hell no, thank you. I know you went to a lot of trouble. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Right, but you can even go past veganism on the food evolutionary scale, right? You get all the way up to raw, raw food. They don't cook anything. Everything's raw. They invite you over for dinner and don't cook. They just forage in the backyard and come back with some shit. I found wild arugula and Marion berries. I'll have wood ear mushrooms and kombucha. We shall feast. They're very evangelical, the raw people, too. Always on your case. Always trying to convert you to the raw side. Right? Come on, really? You still cook your food? Come on, man. What are you, a caveman? Rawr. Listen, brother, it's the 21st century. It's all life. It's all enzymes. It's all natural. It's all vibrations. It's all consciousness. It's raw food, man. It's what you need. I'm rawness personified. I'm one with the universe right now. I don't even shit anymore, for real. I just squat over my worm box and rich, fresh compost shoots out of my ass. Circle of life. Right? Like Wavy Gravy told me, it's not you are what you eat, because you are what you don't shit. Thank you. It's conservation of mass. It's true. How much time do I have left, Steve? 2 minutes. All right. Because I have no concept of time because I'm high as fuck. I'm higher than a Chola's eyebrows right now. Take your time. That's not really a shot, dude. It's just observation. I'm higher than grandma's draws. I'm higher than Mount Rainier. Higher than giraffe titties. There's a lot of analogies. It's just an analogy, brother. What was I talking about? Weed? I love marijuana. Woo! It's fantastic. And I love, this is my umpteenth hemp fest. I've played a lot of them. I've played a lot of different hemp festivals all over the country. It's just amazing, man. I've been to crazy ones, right? I've been to the Seattle Hemp Fest, the Portland Hemp Stock, the State of Jefferson Hemp and Music Expo, the Hemp Con, the Kush Con, the International Cannabis and Hemp Exhibition, the High Times Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Detroit, Denver, Portland, Fresno. There's a secret cannabis cup in Barcelona, right? It occurs to me, oh man, the Oregon Medical Marijuana International Business Conference is coming up September 13th to 14th in Portland, and it occurs to me that weed is the only illegal drug that people throw festivals for, right? Nobody ever goes to Meth Fest. Like, hey, welcome to Meth Fest! Who stole the fucking sound system? All right, my name's Ungayo Belem. Thank you very much. Find me on Twitter, Ungayo420. I'm at the Hilarious Comedy Festival this weekend. Thank you very much.